My brothers and sisters in Christ, Jesus continues his prayer for us today. And he prays for oneness. We know that every time we pray the Creed, we pray that we believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. That word one is because of this prayer of Jesus. How intense is that desire on the part of Christ that there be oneness in our lives, that we would really care for one another, but be able to show it in real ways? How is it that our Lord is calling us to work during our time here on earth to bring unity? He gives us all one body to partake of at Mass day after day. Is there proof of that oneness in all of us? Or are there divisions like we see in that first reading between the Sadducees and the Pharisees that Paul was able to draw out and point to? Christ desires that oneness, and it is something that we must work towards, and it is something that can only come by the power of the Holy Spirit, which is what we are praying for during these days. The Holy Spirit is the promised gift of Christ, the answer to his prayer. The Holy Spirit is the one that unites us, makes us whole, part of his body. And without the Holy Spirit, there is no oneness. This is why the sin against the Holy Spirit is the worst sin, because the Holy Spirit is the one that's drawing us together into Christ. And so we should take these words, this prayer, deep in the heart of Christ that we're privileged to hear in this gospel, very much into our hearts. That's the right place for it, deep into our hearts, and ask the Holy Spirit to unite us together, all of us, for all Christians, but even in our work in the world, wherever we are, that we would promote that oneness in Christ. We're given oneness here at this Mass in the Eucharist. Let's prepare our hearts to receive Jesus now.